Part 1. Present day, Cornwall. Chapter 1. The past has a way of calling out. Memories are living things that whisper beneath the floors and run their fingers along walls. They wait and they hope that someday you'll come and find them. That day, the past called for me, all right. Though I almost didn't hear it. That's the part that makes me catch my breath and makes me wonder how different things might have been. What if I'd never found Seafall Cottage? Would I have just driven back that day, picked up the broken pieces and tried somehow to put it all back together again? Tried to ignore the bits that I simply couldn't. It's strange how sometimes the smallest thing can have the power to change everything. For me, a small bit of loose rock in my path was all it took to change my life. Though I didn't realise it then. How could I? I was too busy walking. Too busy not seeing beyond the all-consuming anger and pain to notice anything, except very distantly, like a dull toothache. I was freezing cold in the dead of winter in rural Cornwall, still wearing the ugly highlighter pink cardigan my mother had given me for Christmas 2 weeks later, when my foot stumbled on the uneven earth. I straightened and looked up, and in that moment, the old place with its half-forgotten secrets let down its guard. And that's when I saw it. Beyond the vast expanse of wild countryside and the rocky outcrop that hugged the coastline, my eyes alighted on an unusual house, tucked high up into the cliffs, yet seemingly ready to fall into the hungry sea below. I'm not sure if it was some unknowable pull from the place itself, or simply curiosity that drove me forward, wanting to see it up close. But for the first time in days, I wasn't thinking about what had happened.